Well, I sure hope it's take two with Jerry and Debbie. That's what you're talking about, right? Happy Monday to you. I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow, and you have me today, and I definitely have you, because you never, ever disappoint, because this show is a very popular one, and the topics that we put forth, you love them, and you keep sending more topics to us, and we keep putting them on the summer calendar. So today we're talking about, do miracles really happen? Do miracles really and truly happen? I need your help. Tell us the small miracles, big miracles in your life, a miracle that you heard about, a miracle that a friend told you about, where God really shows himself, the divine shows himself. And it is like, wow, how did that happen? It's a miracle. Do miracles really happen? Why are we having topics like this? Well, it's real simple. The world is noisy. It's very, very loud, and it keeps telling us these just huge amounts of lies. And it's so people are saying, I don't think miracles happen anymore. I don't think God's showing up anymore. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And he does it in a beautiful, magnificent way. So do miracles really happen? If you believe in miracles, if you have something to say about miracles, now is the time to call in. And Matt Gubinsky is waiting to answer your call. And all you have to do is dial 1-833-288-3986. That's 833-288-3986. And keep me company here, and let's have a very robust discussion about miracles so we can help to change the world, to make folks start to really and truly believe in God and the miracles. He's in the miracle business, folks. I know, I'm living proof of it. I'm telling you, I have had so many small and quite, I think, large miracles for me in my life. And it's incredible. And God is there. He's present. He's active. He wants us to get to heaven, and we need him, and we love him. But in order to do that, we must constantly be putting our minds, putting our thoughts, putting our actions towards God, right? And this particular topic can help another soul today. So join in. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. Miracles happen across the board. All faiths, people talk about miracles. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. Phone lines are lighting up. That's the way to do it. I love you guys. I love the Take Two family. I just wanted to say thank you so much for the incredible prayers that the Take Two family offered up for my safe travels to Washington, D.C. I was one of the speakers at the WMET for Guadalupe Radio Network, Washington, D.C. station, their Fishers of Men benefit dinner. It was fabulous. 200 folks came out. We honored the Little Sisters of the Poor. I got to sit at their table. We had so much fun. I love the Little Sisters of the Poor. They are just great heroes of mine. And Archbishop William E. Laurie was there, and he did a fabulous job, gave a great homily at the Mass. It was just incredible. What an amazing evening. And I just wanted to say to everyone there, thank you so much for embracing Take Two and loving Take Two. I met so many of you that are part of the lunch bunch that listen to Take Two. So you guys are incredible. And then when I got home to Arizona, I am a little bit under the weather. You can hear it in my throat. And in my speech, but that's okay. I'm hanging in there with you guys, because I would move mountains to be with you guys, the Take Two family. You guys are incredible. I love you to pieces. But when I got home, my husband handed me a envelope, and I got a letter. It was heavy. It was so I knew there was something in the envelope. I got a beautiful written note from retired Bishop Roger Grease from the Diocese of Cleveland. And he sent me the most beautiful letter and some St. Benedict medals that are blessed. I love him to pieces. So Bishop Grease, if you're listening right now, you are incredible. Thank you so much, because I was really feeling sick. And when I got home to get that beautiful letter in the mail with the St. Benedict medals. And that's another thing too, you guys. You know, I really mean this. We got to get back to sending notes to each other and sending cards. I'm going to be the first one to do it. Well, I've been doing it for a while, but I'm going to ramp it up a bit, because I just think it's so special when you can touch somebody that way with a handwritten note. I know we can do it by email, and I know we can do it by text, and it's very fast and efficient. But when you get something in the mail, snail mail, and it's so incredible to open it up, you feel like a little kid opening up a Christmas gift. Anyway, I do. So anyway, that's I wanted to say thank you. To everybody, you guys are incredible for praying for me. It was an amazing event, and I love being out and meeting people. And we were, and what's great is there was, you know, the COVID thing, it seemed like a bit of a distant memory, which is good. We were able to shake hands and hug and take pictures together. And it was like the good old times. I really love being with people. And I think that's how the body of Christ really does flourish. So get this. There's only two open phone lines on miracles. I told you this is going to be a popular show. Two open phone lines. If you're listening right now, we are a very safe, very friendly platform. I can assure you that Matt Kubinsky is so incredibly nice to talk to. He's such a sweetheart. And he will answer the call. He'll chat with you for a few minutes. He'll put you on hold. You'll listen live and you can share about miracles in your life or miracles you know about. Or maybe if you just don't really understand or want to, you know, really believe in miracles, let's talk about it. Let's make this day the day that you change your mindset on that. Because I can assure you, miracles are happening all the time. Just look at the guardian angels. You know, if you study angels long enough, you'll realize that miracles, small miracles, big miracles, major miracles, preventing accidents, all sorts of things. They're just, it's God showing himself, and he's so magnificent. So fill up those last two phone lines in the last 2 minutes at 833-288-3986. 1-833-288-3986. I am Debbie Giorgiani. Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow. You have me today. And I love Mondays with the Take Two family because you just fill up the phone lines. You have a blast. And it totally sets my week. I look forward to it so very much. So much so that I have to tell you that when I travel to speak, I almost, you know, it's unbelievable how I plan to get home definitely by Sunday night so that I can be with the Take Two family on Monday. That's how much I personally care about this platform, this show, and the way we can come together. And I think we're making our part in changing the world. What do you say? Well, if you fill up those last two phone lines, then you'll tell me that you agree. 833-288-3986. There's the music right on cue. That's Charles Beery, our producer. He does such a fine job. Matt Kubinsky's on the phones. Michael McCall is on social media, YouTube and Facebook. I'm waving to you. Hi, guys. Get your chats going. Send your comments in about miracles. And I'll share a couple miracles that I have encountered in my life through people's testimonies when we come back on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. I'm waiting for you. Fill those lines. Do miracles really happen? Yes, they do. They do. I'm going to give you the answer. I'm not going to let you wait in suspense. Of course they do. Miracles really do happen. Okay, so wanted to share before I get to the phone. Stephanie is going to be up first. Stephanie, hang on. Don't go anywhere. We do have one open phone line. One. Who's going to get it? It's if you feel that little tug in your spirit. We believe it's the Holy Spirit. We would like you to call in and make call to Matt Kubinsky because he is waiting for you at 833-288-3986. It's so funny. My brain doesn't switch over that quickly when I'm doing live radio shows. So I have to always remind myself that this is a radio show, not like a pledge drive. So I almost said, make your best pledge call. Isn't that hilarious? Okay, that's a little Monday humor. Religious catalog and emails that can come into your inbox. Listen up, you guys. This is so cool. EWTN Religious Catalog is your online destination for gifts and holy reminders, including apparel, books, devotionals, jewelry, mugs, and so much more. Buy Catholic, shop EWTNRC.com today and receive regular emails from EWTN Religious Catalog. Visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe, and then you'll get the email in your inbox. That's what I do. You don't have to do what I do, but I'm just telling you, I don't shop a lot, but when I do, all I really shop for is religious items at this point. So I love getting the emails from EWTN, so the new items that come up, so it's pretty cool. So just hit that subscribe button and you'll get it into your email inbox. Okay, Stephanie is up first. And if you want to jump in on the action here on this conversation, if you want to talk about miracles, ask questions, make comments, please do so. 833-288-3986. And Stephanie is up first in Springfield, Missouri on Catholic Radio Network. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, well, thank you for being first up. You got right in. That's quite an honor. Usually the first ones in, it's pretty exciting how they get in so quickly. So good going.
Well, it's a blessing. And I'm wanting to recount a miracle that I heard just on Friday, this past Friday. I am a brand new convert to the Catholic Church. I just joined the church at this Easter Vigil. And so this was a powerful just testimony to me of the realness of angels and prayer. I believe all of it, but the stories just are so impactful for me. So I'm very happy to be able to share this. It's not my miracle, but it's a miracle that's worth sharing. So after morning mass, there's a group that just meets for coffee and just fellowship. And I was sitting at a table with a young man I had not met before. And he shared with me that he was going to be confirmed next month, in the middle of the month. And being new, I just think, oh, you know, I have an idea of it. Confirmation is usually young people or coming into the Easter Vigil. So I was just curious to learn his story. And that brought him to the story that I believe is a miracle. And that is that he was a cradle Catholic, but he fell away from the church. And he said he never really lost his faith, but he lost connection and interest with the church. He didn't go to mass ever. He'd fallen away. And he was dozing on his couch in front of the television. And he said, as he was dozing off, there appeared a brilliant light. And then next appeared a pair of huge wings within that light. And then within that appeared a man. And he said that it was Archangel Michael. And he came with a message for him. And the message was that he had a mission. And right now, that mission was to go back to Mass, Sunday Mass, and daily Mass, to read the scriptures, to study, and to grow in wisdom and understanding. And then his mission in full, I guess, would be revealed in time. And that was the dream. And wow. So he woke up from that dream, mm-hmm. and he was a horse out of the starting gate. He started going to daily Mass, to Sunday Mass, to reading scripture, to just devouring everything, got connected with a church, got connected with the confirmation. I didn't hear that story, but it's just going to be in 2 weeks from now. And I just thought, oh, my goodness, that we had this lovely conversation. Well, it just so happened on Friday, we were celebrating a lovely woman's birthday. It was her 96th birthday. And so she was there, and there were a lot of people there. Well, when she finally sat down and I was able to speak to her, I said, have you heard this young man's story, his dream about her, his story about the Archangel Michael? And mm-hmm. she goes, well, I know in my conversation with him a couple months ago, I was reading him the Riot Act, this young man, because he'd fallen away from church and all of this. And she said, I was giving him a piece of my mind. And she said, afterwards, I prayed to Archangel Michael wow. to go give him a kick where it hurt and get him moving. And I said, when was this? And she said, I don't know, a couple months, 2-3 months ago. Well, his vision of the Archangel Michael in the dream was 2 months ago. Wow. And I said, well, have you heard the story of his dream? She said, no. So he told that story. So to me, this is two miracles in one. So her prayer and that answer to prayer, which I shouldn't see as a miracle, we should expect that, and the Archangel Michael listening and coming immediately, it seems, into his consciousness and prompting him to make that movement, which is in turn going to move him into his
mission.
More fullness of his mission in life, which hasn't been revealed. So that is my.
Right. Well, Stephanie, so many powerful things that you shared. First of all, I have to say this. I want to make sure we all say this to you. Welcome home. Welcome home. That is so amazing that you came into the church this past Easter Vigil. And you also shared that this young man's story was his miracle. But actually, Stephanie, I just wanted to make a slight little adjustment there. When miracles or angel manifestations happen, they're really for the person, but they're for the but they are for the rest of us who encounter or understand this so that it enhances our faith, it deepens our trust and confidence in God. So the miracle is for all of us too. I know it's directed at this young man, this dream and this angel manifestation that he believes he encountered, but it's also for us as well. So I know I want to remain, I want to keep his privacy and so he can remain anonymous. But I put his, I put Stephanie's, you know, the story, and I put young man because we're going to pray for him that this mission unfolds for him. I have a feeling, you know, I don't know why the priesthood came to mind as soon as you started speaking. And I don't know if you're feeling the same thing, Stephanie, but it's so interesting. And then to go back to this person that you encountered where you were sharing about this miracle story or this angel story, and the lady said, you know, I prayed to St. Michael to kind of get him going. See, this also is another confirmation, Stephanie. That's how God works. He wants us all to cooperate. He believes, this is what I understand from studying angels for many years and being in theology. He wants us to participate. He wants it to be a family effort, a group effort. That's why the more we come together, the more we do things like this, even this show right now, where you're sharing this story, and now we can all pray for this young man, we can all take part. It's all meant to glorify God and to point us right back to God. So I just love it, Stephanie. Thank you so much for sharing. Any quick comments? I put you in the book as well, welcoming you home, and the lady that prayed for this young man and this young man. Did you get the feeling too? It's something to do with the priesthood?
I did. The minute he started sharing that with me, I felt it. And I saw him again this morning at morning mass, and I looked at him and I saw a priest.
You did. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it makes sense though, Stephanie, because I know from some current day stories of mystics around the world that they're being asked to pray for strong vocations. So that's why this makes sense. And I was sharing earlier at the beginning of the show that I was with the Little Sisters of the Poor in Washington, D.C. for the Guadalupe Radio Network benefit dinner this past weekend. And they actually asked me, they said, can we come on the show? Can we talk about vocations? We need more people to step up and know that they have a purpose and a mission given by God. So this is all confirmation for me, Stephanie. I thank you so much for calling in. Please continue to give us updates if you're able to about this young man's journey, and we'd love to celebrate. And if he ever wants to come on the show, please contact our producers and see if he'll be willing to give his testimony. I think it would really help others. Okay.
Thank you. I will let him know. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. And welcome home again. Thank you. Wow. What a great story to get started on. That is amazing. I see now the phones are all lighting up real fast. Now all of you guys have something to say. Okay. Let's hear what Teresa has to say in Ontario, Canada on Sirius XM 130. Hey, Teresa. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Great. Great. Now that you called.
Thank you. Are you ready for my miracle?
I am ready.
I just got a distraught call from my girlfriend. I'm 3 hours away from her. Her sister was in a terrible accident. Her name is Cindy. She's broken her neck. They don't know what is wrong. She's in the hospital right now as we speak. And my girlfriend asked me to come to her to help pray with her. I'm 3 hours away from her. I'm in my car. I invite my guardian angel, as always, for a safe trip home. But then I ask my girlfriend's guardian angel to be with her, and I ask her beloved sister, Cindy's guardian angel, to be with her in the hospital, not knowing if you can do that. I turn on the radio. Who's on? Jeanette Bennett. And the question is being asked, can you ask other guardian angels to pray for somebody? And I had my answer, and I'm just driving home so full of joy and hopeful. And I would ask all of you and your prayer family to put Cindy on the prayer list and all of their family.
You see, that's exactly how God is using the radio airwaves. Teresa, you needed confirmation, and Johnette Williams, with the answer that she gave beautifully, as she always does, was perfect. And you're right. And Johnette's right. Yes, you can go to the... There's a whole network on the other side of the veil, Teresa, that's working on our behalf. Remember, they're all beholding the face of God and ministering to us at the same time. So they're working in their network, and we have to cooperate in that. So by you asking your guardian angel to a safe trip home, and then Cindy's guardian angel and your friend's guardian angel, yes, and we will do the same. We will storm heaven as well for Cindy. Okay, and here's the other thing we need to do. Is Cindy a Catholic, Teresa?
Catholic.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. One more time.
I'm sorry. She's a fallen away Catholic.
Okay.
Her parents were extremely Catholic, but the family has fallen away.
Okay, we need to get them back. So here's what we need to do, Teresa. We need to go to Padre Pio. Ask Padre Pio to step in and get this family back quickly, please. So go to Padre Pio, Teresa, because you're the closest to this family. We will as well. Keep us posted. We've got to get sent. There's a reason. See, God permits a lot of things to happen for our good so that we get stronger. We come back. We get a wake-up call. We get whatever we need to get us back on track. And so I sense that when you were talking, Teresa. So let's go to Padre Pio. Actually, today is the feast of St. Catherine of Siena, a doctor of the church, very strong saint of our church. Let's go to Catherine of Siena as well and ask everybody. Well, they're all kind of, it's so interesting when you take tours of Southern Italy, you always go to St. Francis of Assisi, St. Catherine, you go to all of them. It's so amazing. And so they're all connected, but Teresa, let's go to St. Catherine of Siena, St. Padre Pio, all any other saints that you go to, and let's surround Cindy and her family and the doctors, and let's get her back on track. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Miracle number two, because I didn't know which saints to go to. And it's been made clear. This is an awesome, awesome day.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And also, too, maybe, well, I shouldn't say maybe, definitely, Blessed Carlo Acutis. He's very, very, very active right now. And go to Blessed Carlo and ask him to step in and help Cindy, and let's really storm heaven. But keep us posted, Teresa. We'll be praying and waiting for that praise report to come in. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Safe travels. Thank you. Wow. See, miracles are, this is all unfolding in real time, you guys. All right. We do have almost full phone lines. There's one open phone line because Teresa just freed a line. If you want to talk about miracles or need a miracle, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. When we come back, we'll go back to the phones. Tom will be up next and then the others. So hang on tight. Keep calling. We got that one open phone line. Do miracles really happen? Yes, they do. Yeah, they do. When we come back, more of your calls on Take Two. Do miracles really happen? That's what we're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Jerry will be back tomorrow. You have me today. I have you. And we have almost full phone lines. There's still that one open phone line. Somebody's needing to call. You really do. Just pick up the phone and call. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. 833-288-3986. Let me just share this amazing different congratulations we're going to be sending out from right now on the radio from EWTN. So listen to this. Congratulations going out to two more members of the EWTN radio family. Our Lady of Perpetual Help Radio in Iowa City is celebrating, listen to this, guys, 20 years with EWTN and Covenant Network. With an amazing 42 stations in 5 states, marks 27 years with us. Wow, Covenant Radio Network and Our Lady of Perpetual Help Radio in Iowa City. That's amazing. Incredible. 20 years and 27 years. Think how many souls. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of Catholic radio broadcasting. You guys are incredible. Congratulations to Greg Hamilton in Iowa City and Tony and Teresa Holman at St. Louis-based Covenant Network. From your friends here at EWTN, a great big congratulations. Many, many souls are impacted because of Catholic radio. Way to go. Wow, what a great Monday. I'm actually feeling better. See, I love being with you guys. Okay, let's go to, I had to take a break to see because we do have packed lines here. Tom in Rochester, Minnesota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Tom. Welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, quite well. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so this is something. So I'm part of a charismatic prayer group in town here. So I've got a lot of miracle stories, but one that I just told some Polish friends that were visiting, they're part of a Coret Lumen community, Damian Stain community, if you know Damian Stain, but they're visiting for a week. But anyways, I was telling them this story. So this past Ash Wednesday, we were down in Florida with some friends in a hotel. And we were down in the hotel hallway playing cards with these friends. And a gentleman walked by with his wife with a huge cross, black ash cross on his forehead. And I just kind of quipped that. I said, oh, my gosh. I said, I got ash envy. You know, you've got such a beautiful cross on your forehead because mine, they didn't use enough water or whatever. I didn't have hardly anything on my forehead. And so he stopped to talk to us. Him and his wife, and they had an incredible story. They said that they have a friend that regularly takes pilgrims over to the Holy Land, and so they took him over to Holy Land, and he was saying he's a Protestant. This guy with the ashes, he was a Protestant at the time. This was about 8 years ago when he said to his wife, this is a wonderful opportunity. He says, maybe we should go on this Holy Land trip that he found out about from his friend, and I'll convert a whole bunch of Catholics to Protestantism. And he was just really passionate about it. And so they went on this trip hoping to convert a bunch of Catholics to be Protestants.
Mm-hmm.
And so the trip was with Steve Ray. And they get on the trip, and it was Steve Ray. And the guy looks like Steve Ray. You know, I hope he's not listening. Maybe he is. I don't know. Anyways, on Steve Ray, and they get over there, and they start, one of the first people they meet on the trip is Al Cresta.
Hmm.
And they said, Al Cresta, how in the world are you on this trip? Because they knew him for 20 years as a Protestant apologist and the smartest guy they knew about the Protestant faith. And they could not believe that he was on this Catholic trip, and he was now a Catholic. So they were just stunned. And so they're walking up. They're on this pilgrimage, and they're walking up the up Calvary. And I don't know if it was part of a procession of some sort where they're actually carrying a cross, but they're walking up toward Calvary, and this gentleman has an African-American woman walking next to him up Calvary. And this other guy comes walking down from Calvary, and he yells out, hey, Immaculee, what are you doing here? And so he had no idea this was Immaculee, you know, mm-hmm. Immaculee is,
mm-hmm.
Next to him. And the guy says, can I join you? And she says, sure, you know, and they start talking. Well, he says, well, this guy, he looked like Jesus that joined us. And come to find out, it was Jim Caviezel.
Oh, my goodness.
So here he is walking up Calvary with Immaculee, Al Cresta, Steve Ray, you know,
and Jim Caviezel.
He's walking up, and he turns to his wife and says, "Guess what, honey? I think the good Lord wants us to become Catholic, not the other way around."
Yeah. Real quickly, I just have to say, you're talking about Immaculée Ilibagiza, and I have to tell you, she's one of my favorite people in the whole world. So anybody around her, I think, is going to absolutely be drawn into her, to her faith and spirituality. And of course, with Al Cresta and Steve Ray and Jim Caviezel, you know, your friends had a powerhouse team of faith-based people around them. But go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, so that alone was just mind blowing, you know, that that he's telling us the story. But then, you know, he also goes on to say that he not too long after this trip, he had he got really ill, and they found a big tumor in his stomach, and they removed the tumor. But in the middle of the night, you know, the surgery, he was just feeling terrible, and he was getting so cold that he just couldn't get warm, and he was just freezing and shivering, and finally he started calling out to God to say, you know, please, I need you to, you know, somehow to get me warm. And in the middle of the night, all of a sudden this nun shows up next to his bed in a blue dress and a white veil and covers him up with a blanket and says, "Here, keep this on, this will keep you warm." And then the next morning he wakes up and he goes and talks to the people. He says, "Who was the nun that came in last night with the blue dress and the white veil?" And they said, "There isn't anybody like that around here." And so he was convinced that it was the Virgin Mary
Blessed Mother
covered him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
So, you know, that's just one. I could go on a lot of different stories, but I thought this is the one we just told some Polish friends that are visiting us. So when I heard that you were interviewing for Miracle Stories, I thought I'd share that one.
Well, I can tell you that is a fabulous miracle story. And I love how, don't you love how when people start out and they're like, we're going to convince these Catholics that they're going in the wrong direction. And then it's like the good Lord just shows up in droves with all sorts of representations of the faith from different aspects. And you had such a group there that was formed with Steve Ray and Al Cresta and Immaculée and Jim Caviezel. I mean, it's kind of funny, actually. And it just goes to show you too how beautifully in a beautiful way, not in a flippant way, but in a beautiful way, how humorous God is. And also then with this man receiving that comforting kind gesture of the beautiful lady covering him when he was so cold going through all this, you know, and it, if indeed it was our Blessed Mother, how wonderful is that? It just proves, you know, how she loves us so much as her children. So Tom, great story. I hope you continue to share it, because I know that I was just listening to every single detail of it. And thank you so much for picking this show to share it on.
You're welcome. And thanks for doing what you do on this radio. Where I'm on Real Presence Radio, and it's all I've ever got it tuned to is 970 AM here, and it's a wonderful station.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Real Presence is doing a great job. And all the Catholic affiliates are just working so hard. That's why I try to work hard to help them when I can to raise the necessary funds, because it's listener supported. And so thank you, Tom. You're a listener and supporter. God bless you. What a great call. Okay, we're going to go to, and I have to say, this is kind of a confirmation for me. And so it's so interesting. God is so beautiful. He leaves his little fingerprint, not little fingerprints or big fingerprints, all over the place. So Cecilia is up next in Pensacola, Florida, on Guadalupe Radio Network. It's so interesting, Cecilia. I was praying for something, and it's your call and the timing and where you live and the year that you're going to share. It's just so interesting. But Cecilia, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
It was 1994, and it was Halloween, and I was living in New Orleans at the time, and I decided to fast for God's protection for the city. And when I got off of work on Halloween at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, when I went to get my car, it was stolen. So I was without a car for a few days, and had a baby shower to go to that was across the causeway, which is over Lake Pontchartrain. It's a 24-mile bridge across the water with only travel lanes and no place to pull off to the side. We had a baby shower to go to at the other on the other side, and I was with my daughter, who was pregnant, 7 months pregnant, with, and by the way, we were in a rental car. My daughter was 7 months pregnant with her third child. We left behind an almost three-year-old and a one-and-a-half-year-old who, by the grace of God, someone agreed to watch them because up until the last minute, we did not have a babysitter for them. So it was just my daughter and I. She was 7 months pregnant. We went to the baby shower across the lake and were returning, I'd say, probably about 10 o'clock at night. And basically, the only light is from your headlights. It's two spans, and both spans of the bridge have traffic in one direction, north and south. No place to pull over. And it was dark, and probably after 10 o'clock at night. And my daughter was chatting away. And after a couple of minutes, I said, just please be quiet for a while. And thank God I said that, because we did have the radio on, and I realized the lights on the car were going dim and the radio was dim. And I didn't notice that the car basically had died, and we were just going on the momentum of the speed we had been going before. It was 1994. The phones were really bulky, those really bulky, bulky phones. I couldn't see well enough to dial. My initial reaction was, what's wrong? Instead of, thank God my daughter said, let's get out of the car. So she took the phone and called for help. And I was in the lane of travel, trying to flag cars away from our car. She was on a little few inch piece of cement on the side of the guardrail. The guardrail, I don't think it even came up to her. I don't even think it was hip high, but she was top heavy. She's screaming at me to get out of the street. I'm screaming at her to get off of the ledge, and these cars coming by. And one car came, and it was within a split second, it seemed, and was heading straight full on for our car that was stopped, and they couldn't see it until they got right on it. And as the car approached, I just screamed out, no! And at the last minute, the car was able to avoid the mm-hmm. car that we had been in. Mm-hmm. And it went on its way. And then shortly after, another car was in the same exact position to hit us head on from the back. We were not in the car, as I said. And I just started screaming, God, send your angel. And at the last split second, the car clipped the back bumper, which was made out of styrofoam, I believe. And then fishtailed, we were in the right lane, the car fishtailed to the left lane and took a while to, I was afraid it was going to go over the side of the bridge, but it fishtailed and then it just went on. And then shortly after that, emergency personnel came with a tow truck and got us off. And like I said, the only place to stop was, I believe it's every 8 miles. I haven't been there in a long time, but it's mm-hmm. about every 8 miles. So it's basically travel lanes, and hopefully your car, you know, doesn't break down or anything. But right. We came very close to our whole family being wiped out at that point. And, you know, here it is, what, about 30 years later. Mm-hmm. And I have three grandsons. They're all married. Mm-hmm. And I have six great-grandchildren. Wow. So by the grace of God.
Cecilia, let me ask you a question. I mean, and we have actually comments coming in that people have driven that bridge. It's a very dangerous bridge, apparently. So, and that's the one you're talking about. Cecilia, when you started this call, you said you were fasting. Tell me what you were fasting for.
Because it was Halloween, and okay, read a book. I had read a book really shortly before that. I lived in New Orleans. I'm from New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
About groups that would meet on the bayou and right. during Halloween do their whatever bad stuff.
Right.
And I just decided to fast. And I know it was payback or whatever. Mm-hmm. And my car was stolen that same day on Halloween day.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
But Cecilia, so many things about this story. You know, you calling out to God to send the angels, powerful. Obviously, not having the little ones in the car, you know, so you and your daughter were able to get out of the car quickly. And your daughter, I mean, that was, you were probably, you know, you were worried about so many things. You're worried about your daughter. You're worried about, you know, other cars hitting your car. I mean, so many things were probably happening and going through your mind. That, yeah, I do believe God showed himself through the angels. Absolutely. You know, everything comes from God, and the angels are there to do the mission of God and the work that God wants them to do. And you being a person of faith, yeah, absolutely. You know, you had this, you were fasting, and I'm sure the demons were furious. And but then, you know, you were put in this difficult, very serious position, but you and your daughter held strong. I mean, there's so many elements to this to be able to dissect and really look into, because, you know, clearly there's things that are connecting here. And I really believe that you're right. But that is, I think also, first of all, I'm so thrilled and praise God and thank you, God, that since 1994, your family has grown and everything's going well with that. And that is wonderful. And we love that. But, you know, I think it's important that we talk about this, because as we enter into this cooperation and we participate in a faith way and with our prayers and our fasting, yes, there's going to be resistance. There's going to be problems, but that's why we have to stay completely focused and completely connected to God and his angels, so that we are able to not only have that protection, but to build that strength and to keep going. Would you say that's correct, Cecilia?
Definitely. The other thing I did fail to mention, when the tow truck driver pulled us off to one of those 8-mile cut-ins or whatever, he asked what happened, and I told him, and he went and started the car up right away. So I don't know what the deal was. It was a rental car,
right?
But it went out on us while we were driving.
Wow. Well, praise God that you are here and you and the angels showed up for you. I hope that, Cecilia, you and your daughter still have a close relationship with your angels. I'm assuming you do.
Hopefully.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Very cool. Thank you for sharing with us. What a powerful story. Thank you, Cecilia, from Pensacola, Florida. Let me, before I get to Elsie in South Dakota, Elsie, hold on. I want to share Podcast Central, Way of the Fathers. Another great podcast on EWTN's Podcast Central is Way of the Fathers. Dr. Jim Papandrea brings you a podcast about the fathers and doctors of the church, the foundational figures of Christian history. You can hear Way of the Fathers and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world, all in one place, and it's all free. At EWTN Podcast Central, all you have to do is visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. I love saying Papandrea. I think that is the coolest name. There are certain names I just love saying, as you guys know. You guys all know it. It's Cheektowaga, New York, and Walla Walla, Washington, and there's others as well. Okay, let me go to Elsie in South Dakota, also on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Elsie. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you. Go right ahead.
Well, I was in a farm accident, horrible farm accident, when I was 7 years old. I was in the field picking rocks with my dad and my sister, and I fell in the path of the cart that was pulling all the rocks. And my head was run over with a load of rocks, and my sister thought that I had just jumped off to get a rock, so she didn't say anything until it was too late, and she hollered at my dad to stop. He turned around, and the wheel was right on top of my head.
Oh, no.
He, of course, the only thing he could do was drive forward and jump off the tractor. By the time he jumped off the tractor, I was up and walking towards him. Now, this is a pure miracle in itself.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
He reached to home to get my mom, and they took me to the hospital. It was this very small town in South Dakota, and they treated me. They couldn't take x-rays because, for whatever reason, the x-rays machine wasn't working, or there wasn't a technician available. I don't know what the problem was, but so they put me in the hospital. They thought my neck was broken, because that's what I complained of, was my neck. And I could talk. I could do everything. Mm-hmm. And then I was conscious for one day, and then I went unconscious. And the doctor did a spinal tap, and he said, this girl needs to go to Rochester to Mayo Clinic. So they rushed me to Mayo Clinic. They had to go by car 400 miles because there were lots of tornadoes in the air and they couldn't fly. So we went by car. I got there and the doctors were all waiting because my doctor, thankfully, even though it was a small town, he knew the neurosurgeon there. And they were all waiting for me because it was a very serious thing, you know. This girl's been run over with a load of rocks, her head. And the doctors told my parents that there was 1 chance in 100 that I would live if I had surgery. Of course, they signed the papers, thankfully. And they did the surgery. Told my parents at the time that if I did live, they didn't know what the results would be. Would I be a vegetable? Would I know anything? You know, they didn't know. I came to the next day. I was in the hospital only 2 weeks. And I'm 78 years old today.
Today, Elsie?
No, not today, but
oh.
I mean,
oh, okay.
I am 78 years old
today.
And that
right.
That was 71 years ago.
Wow. Elsie, let me just ask, you know, what an incredible story. Did, when you were so little and that accident happened, did you have any angelic encounters? Did you feel anything? Any presence around you?
I didn't, because I guess I was probably too little, and you know, by that time I was unconscious. I don't know. It was just, I mean, it had to be a miracle, because it was a dump cart full of rocks, and it was a steel wheel that ran over me. So they figured the only thing that saved me was that I was it was a freshly plowed field, so it just pushed my head down into the ground. But even so, you know, all that weight, and I just can't imagine. And I can't imagine what my dad went through.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And your sister, too, right?
It was an accident. But and the only result that I had, really, I mean, I still had, I was paralyzed on my right side, and I had to learn to do everything all over again.
All over again, yeah. Yeah. Elsie, you hear the music. I'm going to have to leave it there. This is an incredible story and a great way to end this program. But, you know, we still have full phone lines. So, Elsie, thank you. I'm glad we got to squeeze you in. Linda in Tennessee, Karen in Texas, Angela in New York, Donna in Missouri. I'm going to ask you, please call back tomorrow. We have Unscripted tomorrow. Tell your story. This was too good of a this show was so great. It's almost be like a part two tomorrow on Unscripted if you call back. Thanks to the show team. It's perfect timing because my voice is starting to go. Thank you, Charles and Michael and Matt. You guys did a great job. St. Catherine of Siena, please pray for us until tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.